Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, guys. Welcome to another episode of Phone Talk Radio. A long time ago, Scott Peck wrote a book entitled People of the Law. It is a very telling exposition of the life of flesh and what those who walk according to the flesh, as explicated by Paul in the book of Romans. Another cloth of death on the flesh. There's a book written even longer ago, and it was entitled The Picture of Dorian Gray. And this book is the book that I want to teach about the flesh, and when I teach Book of Romans. So, in the Word of God, we have two classes of people. We have what Scott Peck calls people of the Lord, and we have the character of these people as explicated in both the people of the book and also picture of glory. Okay. Now, in Paul's letter to the Romans, he talks about a very interesting class of persons who walk according to the course of this cosmos or world, according to the things of the power of the air. Of the spirit that is not working in the sons of or the children of apathy, the children of apathy. So, this is in Ephesians chapter 2, beginning of verse 1. I want you to read this to you. And you were dead in your trespasses, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the devil, or the spirit that is now working for energy, the sons of disobedience, or the children of in the Greek it reads apathy, the children of apathy. Among them we too also all lived at the lust of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But then verse 4, Paul has this great, but God is rich in mercy because of his great love with which but dead my transgressions made us alive together. By grace you have been saved and raised up with him and seated us with him in the heaven of Christ Jesus. So, Paul has a very deep discussion about anthropology, biblical anthropology. In this discussion, he draws classic antithesis. He speaks about the children of apathy, and then he talks about those who are now of the kingdom of God. who have now, because of their conjoint relationship with Jesus, have become kingdom warriors, kingdom warriors. In Ephesians chapter 6, Paul talks about the armor of God. He doesn't call it the believer's armor. Paul calls it the armor of God. And for good reason. So, when Paul talks about the armor of God and the necessity of the armor of God, in Ephesians 6:12, he tells us, "For our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavens." So, in the King James, not the King James, for we struggle God, flesh and blood. And the Greek that struggle means something to vibrate. To vibrate against. The fight is this wrestle. This wrestle that falls to death. And so he tells us in verse 11 that we are to put on the idea of reach that we put on. With the idea of never taking it off, but put on the armor of God, the armor of God. And why? And then he gives us the purpose for us. So that you will be able, that is, you will have the ability to stand firm against the schemes, the methods of the devil. The word devil is an adjective, and the one who divides people from others includes two words in Greek. Dia, D-E-A, or rather dia, which means free, and bolos, B-O-L. Which means throw. So the word devil literally means to throw through. And so this is the one, this devil is the one who divides people for no reason. It is imperative to understand what the devil does to relationships. He tortures relationships. He creates systems in relationships. He creates impasses in relationships so that people no longer speak, people touch, people no longer discourse, people blend, they don't think, and people engage in confirmation bias. If things simply work right. So, it is very important to understand the reality of spiritual warfare. And please understand that in tonight's session, this is about the people of the Lord, that is, those who have decided for the church, that is, the children of apathy. The emperor. Again, we will also persuade have decided against God, Jesus. And so they are offended by kingdom warriors who put on the armor of God. They are offended. God's people remind themselves torture, your own abuse, your kill, destroy, your delight, the delight of his flesh, for an eternal fat cheese. And so they say, the Almighty does not see, the Almighty does not know, but God does see. God is acutely aware of their chronic condition, who they are, what they do. God knows their secret, their dark secrets. God. There is a dark web, but then that dark web is not hidden from God. See, God knows before people do what they do, but they're going to. And even though individuals can take purpose of God, God's way, they're still culpable for sin, ignorance, for God. And so the Bible tells individuals who are offended by kingdom warriors who have decided for God how to be set free. How to stop being among the people of the mind, and that is come to Jesus. Believe by the Lord Jesus. And you say, you rescue from eternal destruction. You rescued from a life meaning that you rescued from a life of that is just without purpose. And you would stop being the tool of the manipulators. You will stop being the cannon fodder of the dark state that uses you and then talks you stop. But God loves you. God has a plan for your life. God wants you to. And the only way to be successful and have a real life is to know Jesus Christ as my Savior. Come to Him, confess that you are a sinner in need of saving grace. The Bible says, whosoever will may come. And if someone has abused you to the point that you think that you are on the most favorable and no one that ever wants. Let me tell you right now that that is a lie. But God has a life for you. And God wants you to be